CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Happy New Year, Kelly Eben.
Happy New Year, Blaise Anisi. Happy New Year to all our listeners. First, our top stories. Healthcare delivery in Cameroon's facilities will be enhanced this year with the recruitment of 9,000 medical professionals. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, made the announcement during his traditional New Year message to the nation. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense will today preside over separate epaulette award ceremonies in Tuboro to mark the end of his two-day working visit in a town faced with security threats. And those were our major stories. The news in full. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, has reassured Cameroonians that the country's economic growth is well on course despite numerous exogenous shocks and that the security situation in the country is being taken care of to fast-track the country's move towards emergence. The head of state was speaking in his traditional end-of-year State of the Nation address to Cameroonians. Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward followed the President speech and says President Paul Biya kept the tradition by responding to the expectations of Cameroonians.
30 minutes of frank talk, excellent mastery of the subject, and a renewed attention paid to the urgent needs and aspirations of the Cameroonian people. 30 minutes of a thorough review of Cameroon's social, economic, and political situation, ranging from insecurity in some parts of the country, the realization of some capital-intensive development projects to the steady growth of the country's economy and political consultations scheduled for 2025 in Cameroon. One after the other, the President of the Republic tackled the issues with eloquence and conviction, assuring Cameroonians that in spite of the security situation in the far north, southwest and northwest regions worsened by the Ukraine-Russia war, Cameroon is still standing tall and proud economically and one and indivisible as a nation. This, according to President Paul Biya, is thanks to the sense of unity and patriotism demonstrated by a vast majority of the Cameroonian people. In a fatherly tone, President Paul Biya appealed to those Cameroonians still in the bushes to lay down their arms and join the DDR centers. Cameroon's economic growth is real, the President assured Cameroonians, regardless of the multiple exogenous shocks, notably the gloomy capital and commodity market, climate disruption, inflationary pressures, and oil price fluctuations, with an estimated growth rate of 3.8% in 2024 and projected to reach 4.1% in 2025. Other areas of capital importance to the economy of the country that President Paul Biya made reference to include the Integrated Agro-Pastoral and Fisheries Import Substitution Plan, the cocoa, coffee and mining sectors with huge employment potentials, and of course, the industrialization process of the country, which he said is gradually taking shape. President Paul Biya is also aware of the very pressing needs of his fellow compatriots with regards to social amenities, reason why he was quick to mention the huge investment made by the Cameroon government for the construction and rehabilitation of some roads, the provision of quality drinking water and healthcare facilities, not leaving out the concerns of teachers. On a sad note, the head of state paid glowing tribute to his compatriots who lost their lives as a result of accidents and natural disasters in 2024, pledging government's continuous effort to address the situation. Ahead of the 2025 presidential and regional elections, the President of the Republic called on Cameroonians of voting age to register massively on the electoral register to show proof of maturity and responsibility before, during, and after the elections. Globally speaking, in 30 minutes, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, kept the tradition with a show of a sound knowledge of the needs and aspirations of his fellow compatriots, and, perhaps most importantly, a strong commitment to the plight of his citizens.
President Paul Biya's 2025 New Year message to the nation features major announcements that have to do with the improvement of governance issues and the living conditions of Cameroonians. Top on the list is a special recruitment of health workers, as you say, George Kellon.
It is concrete and the figure is precise. 9,944 health workers are to be recruited over the next 5 years. Not only is the special recruitment announced by President Paul Biya going to reduce unemployment among graduates in the health sector, but more importantly, it will definitely go a long way towards improving patient care. As reports say, the patient doctor or patient nurse ratio in the country still leaves a lot to be desired. Also about employment, President Paul Biya announced that over 2,500 direct jobs are to be created thanks to the opening of the largest tire production plant in Central Africa at Bipaga in Kribi, which is one of the projects that clearly indicate that Cameroon's industrialization is taking shape. Then to tackle the problem of the deplorable state of the country's road network, decried here and there, the head of state says he has instructed the reorganization of the road fund so that it can be able to mobilize the necessary funding for road construction, rehabilitation and maintenance projects. This as he talks about firm and urgent measures to address governance issues in the sector, in which he has announced the launch in 2025 of rehabilitation projects, including the Bikoko-Limbe-Idinau and the Mutengene-Boya stretches of road. While confirming that presidential and regional elections are to be held in 2025, President Paul Biya says he has ordered that requisite measures be taken to address worries about dual identity, thereby facilitating the acquisition of national identity cards so that Cameroonians can massively register to vote in a Cameroon, which he says will remain one and indivisible in conformity with the mandate given to him. The head of state concludes his message with an assurance to Cameroonians that his resolve to serve them not only remains steadfast, but also it grows stronger by the day as they work closely to address the immense challenges facing the nation.
Editorialist George Kellon. The town of Tuboro in Mayore Division of the North Region is hosting the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, who is on a two-day working visit at the behest of President Paul Biya. Joseph Betia Somo, who spent the St. Sylvester night with troops, will today preside over separate epaulette award ceremonies in Tuboro, a town facing security threats, with a fleet of measures taken by officials to eliminate them. The Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangili, has deployed armed to the teeth combat-ready officers of the police force to ensure the maximum security of Yaoundé city dwellers. Today, the police officers have been in neighborhoods in the capital city for a hitch-free celebration of the new year. Over 142 million CFA francs has been injected into 12 councils in Cameroon for the establishment of birth certificates to children in their municipalities, a ceremony to sign the terms of reference between the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family and the 12 beneficiary councils took place in Yaoundé and was chaired by the Minister Marie-Thérèse Abina Ondua. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Le matinée de la CRTV continues in a moment.